Before today's network of interstate highways was built, there were early routes constructed across the nation and helped the traveling public get places faster. One such route owed much to the work of farmers who helped build that highway, and their story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The main east-west highway that passes through Carroll, Iowa, is a historic route.
The Lincoln Highway ran from New York City to San Francisco. It was the first national highway across the country.
Barbara Hackford, president of the Carroll County Historical Society, says just outside of their museum building is an original concrete marker for the highway.
One day in 1928, the Boy Scouts across the country on the Lincoln Highway got together, same day, I'm not going to say it was the same hour, but they installed these mile markers.
The markers served an important purpose, but today most have vanished.
Yes, they did, because the highway was narrow. They had curbs in those days, and as the highway expanded, the markers were no longer needed.
The concrete mileposts were in the way, and at that time, no one saw the need to keep them. Farmers were often an important part of building the original route.
They could pay their taxes by working for the county. So they would spend a day or two or whatever they had helping grade the new highway.
Over time, the original route often changed, but not so here.
The Lincoln would change to bypass towns. This is actually the old Lincoln Highway. And you might have noticed we get a lot of trucks through Carroll here. That's because it's the original Lincoln yet. And this original stretch goes all the way to Westside, just outside the county.
Many people enjoy traversing the old Lincoln Highway, just as people enjoyed driving the original Route 66. It's a highway that still runs on the first such path through this town. Traveling the countryside in Carroll, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.